Well, first of all, Brendan, obviously you missed all of the league because of Stocknield's great run, come back in. What was it like?
There was a bit of, I suppose there was a bit of disheartenment because we were fighting a relegation battle at that stage. But there was a bit of positive that we were back to try and boost the team. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. We didn't get the results we had hoped for. But, you know, in saying that, we had a lot of injuries around that time as well. And since the league, we know ourselves that a league campaign doesn't reflect on, you know, necessarily a fantastic championship campaign. So we really know that with boys coming back from injury just after the league there, we could get a good run of training going with everybody fit and well, and produce hopefully a bit of form coming into the championship that we didn't have throughout the league, for those number of reasons, as I said. But I don't think there's that issue anymore with people saying, oh, we're missing so-and-so, or we're missing, or he's injured. But there's definitely a lot more positive atmosphere about training, and you know, there's a good mix of young and old there to steer us in the right direction.
A lot of experience, and obviously you, and you're only a young man yet, what, 24, and obviously Chrissy and Carl bring a lot of experience, and obviously players back from injury. What has been the mood like since you did come back?
Yeah, it's been really good. Probably the most exciting it's been in a couple of years, particularly with young boys being so enthusiastic and fresh, maybe brings out the most in the older guys. And you know, their experience ties well with how they progress in training and mature as players, and very much so this last number of weeks has been very good, and everybody's been focused, and training levels have been good, and everybody's had the right mindset, which really goes a long way to you know, pushing Derry forward and to try and get in the championship performance we've actually wanted to do this last number of years.
And you now know it's going to be Donegal. Obviously, when you came back in the sheet, you didn't know whether it was going to be Donegal or Cavan. Now it's going to be Donegal. How does that excite you?
Yeah, it's good. They have had a couple of encounters with Donegal this last number of years, and Ulster Championship, so it's not something that maybe be beyond familiar for them as much as us, but at least we can focus our training now and really zone in on the task at hand. It's a lot easier when you know your team, so hopefully we can really push on for Donegal and try and get over them.
In terms of, obviously, you're combining it with hurling now as well. How is that fitting in?
I wouldn't say we're overly stressed with the whole duality of it. The hurlers have been very much accommodating that the football was what we had chosen first at the start of the year, and likewise the football management's accommodating in the fact that we can play games and you know, do the odd session with the hurlers to keep us in and about their camp as well. So there's been a good communication in the sense there between the players and the two managements to allow that to happen. It's not something that's particularly easy. It's tough on the training regime and things like that, but you know, it's good to at least have that opportunity and people understand.
Is the common put away for a few weeks now?
You can never put it away. You have to be on it all the time with the nature of the skill of the game. But we'll see how it goes. Depends on basically how the results go and the match fixtures and things like that. Whether we'll see much more hurling.
Is it easy to combine the two?
Not really. The skill set of hurling is massively different than that of football. What you would focus on training is entirely different as well, with regards to, you know, the touch of the ball and all the rest, and hurling and the hand-eye coordination. But there's definitely the fitness aspect of running and being physical helps from the football side, from the conditioning. But by and large, hurling's a more skillful game and requires a lot more sharpening. Would be the easy way to put it.
Obviously, playing Donegal, Celtic Park, a home game for you. Donegal coming in on the back of a big win, Division 1, albeit dropped down to Division 2. You were in Division 4. You know, this game is set up for you, isn't it?
Very much so. Nobody really gives us much of a chance going by our league form this year and maybe a couple of results of last year. But we don't see ourselves as underdogs. We're as capable a team as anybody else in Ireland to get a result come Championship Day. Ulster campaign is very much a level playing field, even at the worst of times. By no means are we a bad team. We've had fortunate results that didn't go our way. Come Championship, you know, we've lost by a point 2 points in a lot of games throughout the year. So although we haven't had a pile of success, we've never been that far away at championship level. So we definitely have the belief that we can win this year.